And welcome to Manic Monday, where all of our voices are messed up from the weather.
Yeah, but you'll notice as the week goes on, they're going to get better somehow.
They will. They will magically get better.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I have? I have another intro that I have to read.
Oh.
I forgot that I was sent one since we took a week off. So let me do a fake start over.
Okay.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. If this is your first time listening, you're in luck. The 8-Bit Geek is the greatest podcast and community on the internet that the internet has to offer. We really take care of one another. This is going to go bad. I didn't pre-read this. If you don't believe me, just listen to this written testimonial from our unpaid interns. I don't know where I would be without the 8-Bit Geek. I've been living out of my car, spending all my time writing intros and making memes for them. I messaged Jeremy a few weeks ago now regarding potential payment for my work. I think when he says, "Shut up and write my intro, bitch," it really was a way of him saying good job. Sure, it could be... Sure, I could be doing something more productive and better in my life, but hey, at least I'm not on drugs. Yeah. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will. My name's Jeremy.
Jesus, I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Is that Sean? Who was that? Is that Sean? Who was that?
So it was Sean.
It was Sean. Ah.
He's become our full-time writer on the show.
We're supposed to pay him?
Not what we just did by saying write the intros, bitch.
Ah, okay. Motivation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the good job was payment enough, I guess. Or the interpreted good job.
Okay. If he just keeps writing for us, then he gets to put that on his IMDb.
That's true.
And then he becomes a full-time writer on a show. He tells us, he tells everyone that how hard we were on him, but it paid off because of the fact that it pushed him to his limits and became a better person, better writer, and he owes everything to us, and then we all get yachts. Sorry, dope. You too get yachts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I live in the Midwest. We don't have any use for that.
I just said you too get yachts because I was making a Jeremy Richmond joke.
Oh. I already have one.
So, speaking of Jeremy Richmond.
Oh, God. Fucking damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can tell. Go ahead. No, tell off on TV.
Oh, let's go ahead.
I got a new TV. I got a new TV this week. I knew Doug already knew where I was going. But I wanted to beat him to the punch, but I should have let you have it. Hold on. Let's redo that one, too, and that way you can have the punchline.
Well, speak of Jeremy fucking Richmond, this motherfucker over here went out and spent like $8,000 on a new 75-foot OLED, high-def, hyper-realistic, surround sound room, theater room for his house.
Wow.
The entire room... Think of Tony Stark's technology when he was de-aged himself.
Yeah, yeah. So now he is in all of his movies. He's got the technology to put himself in the scene.
Man.
Fucking Jeremy Richmond.
That Richmond.
Okay, so I got a new TV. It's not as life-changing as that, but. Okay, so we got...
But it is a little bit, right? It's the OLED, right? I mean, that's pretty life-changing.
Yeah, like top of the line, right? Right.
The blacks are black, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, my God. Yeah. It's the greatest thing with how many movies and TV shows and video games I play. Like, that's like the top-tier purchase that
I think anybody who is as much of a fan as I am for why, and especially too, because I'm not going to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Like, I think I've saved $2,000 alone on not going to the theater in almost 2 years. So
yeah, probably right.
So I invested.
Movie
that.
Pass is still charging you though.
Yeah, movie. Yeah, I don't even know how to cancel that. It's $49.99 a month.
Also, yeah, but I mean,
they just send two guys to your house every month to collect now.
I mean, you still rented a couple of movies that you would have seen in theaters, so you still end up spending some of the same amount, but not on everything, because, again, HBO and other places that are like, meh, same day. Meh, yeah. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. And whatever. And Plex.
I wasn't going to say Plex, but...
Yeah, that too. but yeah, so the TV is incredible. My wife actually was the reason why I actually got it, because of the fact that I wish that I could say it was my own plan, but it just hasn't worked out in a way, because we bought our new house almost a year ago. We've already been here almost a year, and the living room downstairs one, never got completed. Like, the only thing that we had in it were two couches, and slowly we were thinking like, okay, well, we've got the TV up in the game room. We put the old TV up there because so that way Colin can have a good time, play games, and we go upstairs to watch movies together as a family and stuff like that. No big deal. And so we decided okay, the living room we'll just slowly add to it. Well, after almost a year, Ashley was like, I'm so fucking sick of not being able to hang out in the living room, watch some TV. Like, if I'm doing stuff in the kitchen, I want to be able to watch stuff. And she goes, will you please, like, and we were already looking to possibly get a TV console, and because we already got like the extra chairs and then the table over the past year, we've got the coffee table. And so I was like, hey, we've got these consoles on sale at Costco. Maybe we should pick one up. And she goes, will you just pick up a fucking TV as well when you go get it? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be an OLED though. And she goes, I don't fucking care at this point. So I went, okay.
Yeah.
So I walked in and I picked it up and I was like, I hope she doesn't regret this. And cause I can't
wait for the other shoe to drop.
I'm
when it's like,
mm-hmm. what do you want?
Hey, remember when I let you go buy that new TV that you wanted, that really super expensive mm-hmm. TV that you wanted? Well, I want,
this is
whatever.
this is what I've been saying, because I was like, hey Ash, I really need to upgrade the Plex server at some point. Yeah, go ahead. And I was like, wait, what? What do you want? I said, no, you're mm-hmm. never this nice. What do you want? She's like, nothing. I want your happiness. I said, bullshit.
What's the catch?
Yeah, there's a catch.
But you know what I know what the catch is. Because we're coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Uh-oh.
In December. Wow. So, but the TV is absolutely incredible. And it is a Sony 65-inch OLED. And it is even 1080p content. The upscaler in that Sony is fucking ridiculous. And it makes it look like it's 4K. I don't know what black magic they're doing, but they're doing something and it's phenomenal. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying
you plugged in your PlayStation?
I did last night, and I chose the wrong game. Because Madden was giving away a free trial this weekend because of the start of the new season, and of course they're losing sales to NBA 2K22 because that came out as well on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So you plug in and you play Madden?
I should have played Miles Morales. I know.
But you played Madden?
I know. And I was so disappointed because I was like, this shit looks no different than the PS4 version. This is garbage.
Yeah.
And so I think I'll download Miles Morales again, because Colin deleted it for space reasons, he said.
Oh, beat that boy.
And because he has all these multiplayer games to play with his friends. And he's like, I'm like, you have to delete one. I need space. And he goes, but I play them all. And first of all, he's got a 500 gig version of Call of Duty downloaded. of course, that's the standard edition.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that basically is just one campaign or something.
He's got Red Dead 2 downloaded. He just started playing that and he's in love with it. And unfortunately, there's no crossplay, so I can't play with him.
Yeah.
And then he's got, what's that Ubisoft shooter that got real popular? Rainbow Six. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's got that. And so all these games are like fucking over 100 gigs at this point. And the PS5 storage is not very big right now. And
no,
they really should have really thought about that.
Yeah, that's always the problem with the consoles is that like they all, even if it's like a terabyte, you're still like, that's not enough. Your games are like 200 to 300 gigs now. Like, that's not enough space, guys. Like,
And I'm
ramp it up.
And now I'm looking, he goes, and I told Ashley, I was like, yeah, we could just expand it, but it costs money. And he goes, well, you could do it, Dad. I go, I'm not made of money. And then he goes, yeah, you are, Jeremy Richmond.
He's a listener.
I hope he said that. That would be so fucking funny.
And he just drops a mic that just comes out of nowhere and just walks out of the room.
He's like, what are you talking about? I'm fucking Richie Rich over here.
Yeah. He's
like, I'm Colin McDonald's Rich, built into my house.
He expected, we had a conversation. He expected that he was getting the Tesla for when he starts driving his first car. I was like, son, you are living in fantasy land. You're getting a 1980 Honda Civic.
Yeah, no shit, man. Hey, man, I drove my first car was a 1988 Honda Accord, and I drove that motherfucker to the ground, and it had like 250,000 miles on it. Like, that is a car that you can have. That car will, wherever it is, it's going to outlive me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still running somewhere, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Yep, they will last forever. And so, but Ashley was like, he needs a reliable car. And I was like, that is a reliable car. And she was like, no, something newer. And I was like, I don't know why my wife sounds like Jim Gaffigan's.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, is Jim Gaffigan? Hot Pockets.
No.
That's funny.
But
you say, Ashley, shut up.
Yeah, and then she's like, remember that TV?
Yeah, that's finally something to hold over you.
So,
but yeah, but I let you buy all those nice things. You should go buy him a Tesla too.
Yeah. Go get a Tesla for the boy.
I can't. I mean, you can get one now. I think we talked about this recently. It was a Ren from Corridor Crew had an accident, and they his Tesla, someone rear-ended him, and they counted his car as totaled because not because of the amount of damage, but just because of the cost of parts right now. It would cost more to get parts to fix the fender bender than it. And so, I mean, obviously he's pretty upset about it, but it's just the fucking market right now. You can't, and their whole like unibody shit too. It's just.
Dude, you know what? We just got our insurance renewed, and I looked at, like, I was looking through the itemized things showing what it costs. And so it has a spot in there for body damage, like, you know, what the deductible, I mean, not the deductible, but the cost of how much they're charging. Ashley's is like $80. Mine is like $400. And I'm like, oh my God. And so that's where like the high cost comes from. And I was just like, fuck me. I mean, it's only like, I'm only paying like $50 more a month, over what I was paying for the Camry. But I was still like, Jesus Christ, this goes to show you how much it is to fix these things.
Yeah. So. It's insane. I just wanted to share this with you guys. I got so we're getting to spooky times, to Halloween times.
Yes.
So the stores are starting to put out their candy. And I just want to share with you guys, I had this bag of candy here next on my desk. I bought it yesterday. It's Nerds.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Candy corn.
Get the fuck out of here. Is it worth it?
If you like nerds, if you kind of like the, I love, you know what they remind me of? Like, you know, it's like Spree, mm-hmm. Sprees.
Yeah.
It tastes like Sprees, but they're in the shape of candy corns. And they have like the texture and consistency of like a candy corn, but they taste like a Spree or like, you know, nerds or whatever.
Yeah, like a tart kind of like little mm-hmm. chocolate.
Eat one on
kinda.
Video.
What that?
Eat one on video.
So, it's so early in the morning.
I want to see a candy corn go in your mouth.
It's going to be the great corn the Julio
point,
by Tuesday.
The point being, I bought this bag yesterday. There's that much
oh
left.
My God,
oh, yeah. Boy.
You know that 3-pound bag of candy corn that I shared with you 4 days ago?
Is it gone?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. Between Colin and I, absolutely destroyed.
I think my wife hid the bag of ours. I just found it. I found it yesterday when I was like looking for these. I was like, where did these go? And I was like, oh, there's that candy corn I bought a week ago.
Like, she was like, where'd she was like,
where'd you go?
She's like, oh, I can help this situation. She's like, fuck, I forgot about the nerds.
Yeah.
Kev, do you get into the Halloween candy craze?
Oh yeah, and that's a bad thing because since we're childless, we thought we would always be the cool house on the block as far as candy. So we go full bars, like we're the full bar house.
So and, I'm talking about candy though, not wrapping.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of like how much candy we get and all that stuff. And yes, I do like Halloween candy. And then November 1st, Dia de los Muertos.
What? Kev, I was making a joke. This
is the full bars joke.
Full bars wrapping.
Oh, yeah. Full bars. Sorry. I just came out of 5 sneezes in a row, so I had this really like glazed over look on my face. Yeah, sorry. Allergies are kicking in hard this weekend, this time that we are recording this.
let's be honest. It's 7 a.m. We all woke up 5 minutes ago and the allergies like are kicking our ass.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Well, welcome to the world, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, man. It hurts.
So I rap to everyone in Halloween right at the door. I'm like, I ain't got no candy, but check out my mixtape. Here, I'll rap it for you. But like back a couple of years ago, yeah, we gave away liquor for the parents too, like a bat, like a, we had beers that we wanted to give away, so we were that house
doing that. Like I thought about doing, because we started doing full candy bars as well, and I thought about doing that this year, is like putting out beer and wine to on the side of the on the bottom of the driveway, because what we're doing this year is we're constructing the 10-foot pole out of PVC pipe in order to shoot the candy down to the kids, because I don't want no kids near me because we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was going to leave maybe a bucket of alcohol next to the road. Was that successful? Should was that good? Kev, where'd you go?
Yeah, we had it in a bucket behind us because we were, this is before pandemic. So because last year we didn't have anything, like anyone. We bought everything and it just, I think we had like 1 or 2 people. So we ended up with a lot of candy left over.
And beer.
But yeah, and beer. Yeah, because it's beer that we've accumulated through parties. Like, people would come and bring beer, and you always end up with more. Like, so we had stuff like White Claw that we never drink.
Oh,
so
man, White Claw parents, rules.
Yeah, I got nothing against it, but it's just nothing I drink regularly, so we're giving it away. Sure. And parents are like, yeah, we're like, hey, you want a White Claw or something? They're like, yeah. Wait, you off? Yes. Like, more times than not, we had people take us up on our offer. It was nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a really good time. God, I want to talk about, because we're constructing, I say I, we as a family are constructing a 8-foot-tall Jack Skellington, and it's almost done.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know why you say you as a family. I mean, I know Ash is like doing stuff, but what's Colin doing, really?
He helped cut all the PVC piping and glue it together with me. And so he's had a hand in it.
Okay.
So, and he's going to help paint. We're repainting Jack Skellington's head because we got a plastic one, but we want to make it look more realistic. So we're going to repaint the head and then hand paint the eyes, nose, and the mouth in. And then we should be able to finish that up. And all we need to do is we're going to travel around I might do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it on a Sunday because it'll be busy. Maybe if I go in the morning time, but I need to go to like a Spirit Halloween and try to find skeleton hands. I keep saying skeleton instead of skeleton because I'm so used to saying it now because I've been saying it so much, but I need to find hands and in order to make it work. And they're just going to be regular ones. Obviously I can't find the jack hands, but if I can cut off the pinky and make it look like his, then all the better, but we'll see how it goes. I don't think people will notice that detail when they see that giant thing standing in the yard and being like, holy shit. So,
right. Think about how many people are going to pose the pictures for it and everything.
I hope so. I hope it's a big hit. But yeah. There's going to be a lot of competition because Home Depot just came out with their second version of the 12 and a half foot, tall skeleton, which this time the new one has like flaming eyes and LED mouth and all that stuff. It's real crazy. I'm expecting the neighbor who had one last year who kept it up all through the holidays because he put a Santa hat on it. I'm fully expecting him to have that new one as well and having two. So
it seems like a cool neighbor. Come on, I would celebrate skeleton Santa.
Oh, it's real awesome to walk by and see that. I was all for it. I got a good kick out of it. I sent you guys pictures all last year when it was starting to change during the holidays. The weird thing is, the dude has 20 cameras on his house, like every corner, every nook and cranny. I'm not kidding. There's a camera. And I was like, did this guy just buy like a bundle and he didn't know what to do with them? Or is he just that paranoid? So, and it's a nice neighborhood. It's not like you need, I have three cameras, front door, back door, garage. And like, that's all you need. But this guy, this guy went full bore, like crazy. But anyways,
multi-angles.
Yeah. Okay, that's our show for Manic Monday. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Tomorrow, we've got Top 5 Tuesday, and we're doing our Top 5 Rom-Coms. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.